Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1319 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on a trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. Today we are going to go on a little bit at a different angle on our meditation and look at an Old Testament character. We will explore one aspect of Abraham's promised son, Isaac. I recently read in one of my devotionals from a book titled Men of the Bible, produced by Ann Spangler, which I found interesting as it considered Isaac's business success. So today, let us consider, how do you view success? Let me share some of the background information about Isaac to refresh your memory. His name means he laughs. And the reason for this is that his mother laughed when God's messenger told her that she would have a son, considering that she was over 90 years old. His work? Isaac was an accomplished farmer and herdsman. His character? He was the only son of Abraham and Sarah. Isaac, at a young age, witnessed, through the faithfulness of his father, the meaning of obedience. He was gentle and hardworking. His sorrow? As an old and feeble man, Isaac was victimized by deception of his son Jacob, and to his later dismay, gave him the blessing that was intended for the older son Esau. His triumph. Isaac was considered one of the three great patriarchs. For millennia, his progeny have revered him. And the key scriptures that we'll look at today are taken from Genesis chapter 25 through 27. Now let us continue on with the story of Isaac's business success. Ask yourself, how would you respond to this scenario? When a man or a woman is hugely successful in their work, everyone notices it. Some people will celebrate their prosperity, and others will hate them for it. What would your response be? This is what Isaac experienced. He is one of the early farmers in the scriptures with a remarkable green thumb. Genesis chapter 26 verses 12 and 13 tell us, when Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord had blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. You see, Isaac had a secret formula, something much more powerful than a precise crop rotation or specifically formulated fertilizer. His key was, the Lord blessed him. Godly excellence in the marketplace and the generous compensation that often follows has been a subject of controversy among believers for centuries. Surely Christians are supposed to aspire to serving professions like pastors, physicians, missionaries, nurses, and teachers. But is there a place for successful, competitive business people in God's plan as well? The story of Isaac and his wife Rebekah, who invested many years in the land of the Philistines, illustrates the answer to these questions. And the reason why. As Isaac and Rebekah were leaving Canaan and looking for a new home, the Lord appeared to Isaac and told him in Genesis chapter 26 verses 2 and 3. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt, but do as I tell you. Live here as a foreigner in the land, and I will be with you and bless you. I hereby confirm that I will give all of these lands to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham, your father." We see that Isaac listened to God's voice and obeyed. But it didn't take him too long to see that his neighbors were envious. The first time Isaac's servants brought word to him that one of his wells had been filled with dirt would certainly have been a strong indicator of this. There's nothing written specifically in the Bible that tells us what Isaac's reaction to this act of treachery would be, but there is no indication that Isaac was angry or vengeful. Instead, he simply sent his servants to redig the wells or to find a place for a new one. As we continue on, because of his success and these conflicts, the king of the land, King Abimelech, paid Isaac a visit. He asked Isaac to move on, sounding much more like the Egyptian Pharaoh hundreds of years later. Genesis chapter 26, verse 16. Finally, Abimelech ordered Isaac to leave the country. "Go somewhere else," he said, "for you have become too powerful for us." Once again, Isaac could have been upset with such treatment. He might have thought, "After all I've done for you and your people," Isaac could have said to Abimelech, "Is this the way that you treat me?" But he didn't do that. Instead, Isaac and Rebekah moved on, setting up yet another successful business in a new location. Sometime later, because he saw and was concerned about Isaac's success in this new location, Abimelech paid a visit to Isaac. Here is only a snippet of the storyline, which is found in Genesis chapter 26, verses 26 through 29. One day, King Abimelech came from Gerar with his advisor Ahuzoth and also Phicol, his army commander. "Why have you come here?" Isaac asked. "You obviously hate me since you kicked me off of your land." They replied, "We can see plainly that the Lord is with you, so we want to enter into a sworn treaty with you. Let's make a covenant. Swear that you will not harm us, just as we have never troubled you. We have always treated you well, and we sent you away in peace. And now, look how the Lord has blessed you." So now, back to the basis of our meditation. Why would a man or woman pursue excellence in business? The story of Isaac clearly gives us the answer. God had called and gifted Isaac for his work, and he was obedient. Isaac had shown respect for those in authority over him. He worked hard, and his efforts were productive, and Isaac did not allow the sabotage of his enemy to discourage or distract him. What was the result of Isaac's faithfulness? Well, we see clearly in these passages, God received the glory, and his name was honored among those who previously did not even know or revere him. May it be the same for us who are in business. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue on our Trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's Trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me on this trek that we call life. Encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,318 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.